He took me into the banqueting hall, and his banner over me was love. I want to say thank you to this church who unfurled banners of love yesterday on the Pride Parade March here in Geneva. There were, as we stood pretty much at the back of the parade, we looked down a sea of 35,000 people with rainbow and trans and nations of the world flags flying everywhere. And this church, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Geneva, stood with its banner, which said that all people are made in the image of God. Wow. And I know so many people who saw you walking through the streets of Geneva were moved, because we all know that although faith is love, churches and communities of faith have been right at the core of exclusion for bisexual, transgender, lesbian, gay, intersex, gender non-binary people. I cannot say thank you enough to this congregation who walked a journey many years ago on some of these issues, to one person in particular who was at the core of those discussions at that time. And I think for this time, I want to say thank you that it was the church council who unanimously decided that this church should march in that parade. So I want to say thank you to the church council. I want to say thank you to Jonathan and Marion for making a beautiful banner. To Ray and Anna, who filmed it, and it is on our website already. You can see some fantastic stuff on there. And to everybody here, from little kids this old to people who are not so young anymore, you were there and you marched with pride with us. At the beginning of the march, we were at the back, so we didn't get to hear the speeches at the front, but there was one transgender woman from the island of Niue in the Pacific Island. And she said this: "My message to you today is this. Let us heal the wounds that seek to divide us, and let us heal with love and with justice. Heal ourselves, our families, our communities, our countries and nations, our planet. Let us learn to love without distinction. For love is overwhelming, it is never ending, it is all embracing, it is reckless. There is no fear in love. And as you march today, march in anger of the injustice that people all around the world face. March in solidarity with those who face daily shame, violence, and exclusion. March for that person that you know. March to celebrate who you are and who we love. Indeed, march in love." Thank you, and happy Pride.
Thanks so much, Andre.